New Perspectives, in partnership with Live and Local, present Alford Stories, a podcast which takes a trip around this historic market town called Alford, collecting tales from the people and places on the edge of the Lincolnshire Wolds, just 7 miles from the east coast. Episode 4, Fish Fridays, Social Sustenance at the Jolly Friar.
Worked here for 24 years now. Worked for somebody else for 21 of those years, and they're not here anymore. So I've took it on along with the wife 3 years ago now. So yeah, it's a place I've been many hours looking out the window and serving hundreds of people over the years. Not much changing here really. Just one or two. It's quite a traditional shop, doing traditional fish and chips. We don't do kebabs or pizzas or anything like that. We just do normal traditional fish and chip kind of stuff really. I think we've got time for you really. A lot of people in bigger cities and bigger towns haven't got a lot of time for a lot of people, and I think this town's got a lot of time for everyone really. Whether you're just passing through once or you're here every Friday like a lot of people are on a weekly basis at the same time every Friday. And yeah, I just think we just got a little bit of time, and it's nice to be sociable with people. We were just a friendly little shop.
Do you get regulars that have the same thing every week?
Some people don't have to say a word. We just come through that door, a little nod, and that's it. Away we go. On a Friday morning, 11:30, there'll be 4 or 5 guys stood outside the shop waiting for us to open at 11:30, and they normally find their own order. So normally, one guy, Brian, he's number one. And then it'd be Rob, he'd be number two, and they shuffle themselves around. And if one or two other people turn up that aren't the usual 4 or 5, they get frowned at and looked at a little bit sometimes. It's quite interesting how they get the pecking order first thing on a Friday morning. But yeah, they're good as gold, them guys. They're here every single Friday, rain, shine, or whatever's going on in the world. They're always here.
And I suppose that's really important for a business, isn't it? The regularity.
Yeah, especially in this day and age now, where you've got to work hard for your money nowadays. Yeah, you've got to be affordable, for every pocket really. It's fish and chips isn't what it used to be. It's like everything else is expensive now. We like to provide quality at a great price and just be friendly with people and yeah, try and earn a living one way or another.
Well, I was very upset when they stopped doing placing here.
Stopped doing
place? Yeah, I was most upset about that.
What was the reason for stop doing place?
What was the reason?
I don't know. I never got told.
We couldn't get it, could we?
I don't know. Rob just said, I don't do it anymore.
But being here this long, we know a lot of good places to go, and yeah, we try and recommend decent places to go, and there's a lot of history in town. So yeah, it's can be interesting for folk, and good places to eat and drink. The pubs are all nice, and yeah, some good little cafes and bits and bobs. So yeah, it's not just us, exclusive to us, that we do great food and stuff, and we're nice to people. There's a lot of other places do very similar things.
Do you hear a lot of gossip then that goes on in here?
Whether you want to hear it or not, you get told it. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you keep that to yourself? You must hear a lot of stories, and then other people must come in and the story might have involved them, and then you're thinking, oh.
You have to be a very good listener. Yeah, you just, yeah, it's try to be impartial and yeah, just listen a lot sometimes and talk about the weather again if things are getting a little bit out of hand.
So dogs that have had surgery or injuries or going into surgery, we do rehab work with them. So that could be your pets, rescue dogs, police dogs, military dogs, things like that. So we do that. We do fitness building for show dogs or athlete dogs, so agility and fly ball, things like that. So we do all that sort of thing.
Tell us about this shark on the wall. There's a big shark's head with lots of teeth.
So the previous owner, he went into a shop that was closing down looking for, well, they got an opportunity to buy some equipment and stock and bits and bobs, and that shark was on the wall. So he asked the question, is it available? And they said yes. So yeah, it's been there, maybe 15 years now, maybe.
15 years? It must
be
fiberglass or something.
Yeah, like. I'm not too sure, really, but yeah, it's a talking point, that is for sure, along with the puffer fish we've got up there. We've got a couple of those up there.
Oh, yeah, I've not spotted those. Oh, it's quite a dog-friendly place.
Oh, definitely, yeah, most pubs allow dogs in around here, and you know, you don't have any problems with your animals or anything. So, yeah, everyone's very animal-friendly around here.
Apart from if you're a fish and you're in the chippy.
Oh, well, getting battered.
We knew we'd find some banter in the chippy, didn't we?
Always. Oh, yes.
What times of the year do we? 1940s weekend. That's a really, really great weekend, that is.
Us girls all get dressed up in 1940s. Well done.
Somebody has to stay professional.
We enjoy it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, the marketplace gets closed off, and last year there was a replica of a Spitfire out there, and a really great weekend of community spirit. The weather so far, touch wood, has been great. Just a few years they've been doing it, and yeah, it's really, really busy, really good for the town. They're selling food or drink, or it's a real positive thing for the town, really.
So tell us what you got on your shelf. I can see chip spice. I noticed that when I first came in. You don't see that very often.
No, American chip spice made in Hull.
Yeah.
So you got tomato, the usual condiments, really. Your tartar sauce to go with your fish and chips and scampi and all that kind of thing. And pickled eggs and pickled onions are a staple of a traditional fish and chip shop, really. And the menu board, if you look up there, that's got all the usual fish and chips and your homemade fish cakes and scampis and a little bit, one or two bits for the kids, and your drinks, and hot and cold drinks. And
Has anyone asked for something quite bizarre?
Battered Mars bars, the go-to bizarre one, really, yeah.
Southerners ask us for Wallies. That's pickled gherkin.
Yeah. Just one of their nicknames.
Yeah.
And then these things, the baps, rolls,
bread cakes, tea cakes.
There's 20
bombs.
Different names for these, so the amount of conversations we've had about...
No, we'll ask.
We call these cobs in Nottingham.
They point, mostly just point.
20 different names for them that they're all regional. You can often tell where people are from. If they're Coventry, for instance, it's a chip batch. So if someone comes in the door and asks for a chip batch, typically they're from the Coventry way on.
So we've got a chip batch from Coventry.
A chip butty, I guess, would be local. And
scraps, scrumps.
Scribblings.
Scraps is the little bit of better.
Yeah, there's lots of different names for them as well.
I guess it's all regional.
Fish bits,
all sorts, yeah. It's all regional stuff.
So you're translators as well as...
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, January is always our quiet time in February. And getting to March, and then the coast opens up and caravan sites open up, so we get a few holidaymakers that are here every weekend. They've got caravans on local sites. So yeah, March really is the time when things start get going again and the sun starts shining a bit more. And it's a good time to be. We start getting busy then. It's like 10 or 15 years behind the rest of the world sometimes in some respects. It's, people have got a little bit of time for you and remember you by your name and all your order. I think it goes a long way in a local little shop, little community line. Yeah, we enjoy it, don't we?
Yeah.
I've been here a long time, so yeah, it's must be something in the shop that keeps me here. We have people that have chips, cheese and then curry on top of that, or gravy on top of the chips and cheese sometimes, so that's sometimes we'll just see other people be in the queue, turn the nose up at it, and how could you do that?
Lots of people have mushy peas with curry. It's not for me, but people do.
Getting ideas for later.
Look, you can have whatever you like in whichever order you like.
Yeah.
Do you ever get used to the hum of everything?
Yeah, it's just the noise of work. It is what it is. And it's quite good sometimes, because if something's going wrong, you know instantly, you can hear the noise change, and you think, oh, why doesn't the rumbler sound normal, or the extractor fan just sound a little bit different, or, yeah, there's one or two things you just, unless you were here listening to it, you wouldn't know if there's anything wrong with it, really.
Mm. everything's ticking over all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we try and keep things in good shape. So had a new rumbler last year and chipper the year before. So if you look after things, they look after you, don't they? So you've got to keep reinvesting and keeping things on top of things.
Oh yeah, because it gets quite noisy, especially with their chipping and rumbling and stuff like that. It gets really noisy.
Yeah, we've had situations in here where people have dived in the shop and people falling over outside the shop, and yeah, there's been quite a few little bits and bobs go off outside this window. You see yourself, there's lots of kids running around and the buses around and parents are desperate to get home, and yeah, it's a busy little place. So yeah, we do have someone tipped out the mobility scooter out here the other week, and that little junction's a bit nasty across there, and sometimes you'll bump across there and perhaps hear the horns go at that junction there, someone's pulled out a bit slower, a bit faster, whatever. So yeah, it's but yeah, we've had one or two people coming over the years. Sort of, one guy had a epileptic fit in here a few years ago now, and someone's waters broke.
Oh no!
Just where you're stood now. The girl ordered the food, and she looked. You could see she was heavily pregnant, and got all that done and dusted, got all paid and whatever. And you could just tell the way she looked at her mum. Something wasn't quite right. Her mum. Right, and next thing she's outside and yeah, whisked away. Yeah,
do you have to get them off the house?
Yes,
did they call the baby Jolly or
no? We've never heard, no, we've never heard. No, but I mean, the guy he just stood at the windowsill there and he had a fit and he bumped his head on the counter and put him in a recovery position. Sharon looked after him for half an hour or so. Well, Yeah, he got whisked away, and a week or so later he popped back in with some chocolates and thanked the girls and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah.
You ask people how they are, and sometimes wish you hadn't. They tell you all sorts of bits and bobs that are going on in their life, and you can't shut them up. But yeah, it's some funny things have happened in here over the years and outside there and whatever. Yeah, and some funny characters, and it's amazing what chips attract, or who chips attract. No matter how much money you've got, where you come from, a lot of people do like chips.
Fish Friday's social sustenance at the Jolly Fryer featured Rob and the team in conversation with Jane Williams, with sound design by Adam P. McCready. Offered Stories is produced by New Perspectives Theatre Company in partnership with Live and Local, supported using public funding from Arts Council England.